semantics. We are, by the way, we're rolling right now because we got to go. I've got 5 minutes.
Okay.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Benton Gupp, professor of finance and the chair of the let me try that again. 3, 2, 1. Benton Gupp, the professor of finance and chair of banking at the University of Alabama. Good morning.
Good morning.
There has been speculation about this for a while, that two of Birmingham's big banks would merge. How surprising is this that it would be the top two with so much overlap in not only this market and in the state of Alabama, but in other southern markets?
I'm really quite surprised that it would happen. I expected an outside bank, somebody from the Northwest or even a foreign bank, to acquire one of our banks, but not two local banks to merge.
I mean, this is obviously going to affect some jobs in the area, too, because their footprints are so similar. I mean, how will this affect Birmingham, the city still reeling from the Wachovia-Southtrust merger?
Well, the good news is the headquarters will still be here. The bad news is they're going to have to cut people, because the major benefit of this merger is to reduce common costs, and the only common costs that they have are people and overlapping branches.
So branches will be shut down, people will be laid off. I mean, are we talking hundreds, thousands of jobs?
I don't know the numbers. I don't think the branches will necessarily be shut down. They may be sold to another bank, and so the people might go with the branches. But there will be office people, like they don't need two separate accounting departments doing the same thing and two separate back office people doing exactly the same thing when they're only located blocks apart.
You know, there was another merger not too long ago. Regions acquired Union Planters Bank based in Memphis, Tennessee. Is it in the position to make this merger work now? I mean, that wasn't so long ago.
Well, obviously they believe it is, or else they wouldn't have done this. So the facts speak for themselves. They moved ahead with this merger, and so they think it's ready to go.
I mean, is it a risky move, though, do you think? Being so close to that other merger?
I don't think they fully digested the other company yet, but obviously they feel they're in the position to do that. I think the most interesting question dealing with this is are the antitrust implications, that whether the Department of Justice will approve two banks with such overlapping areas to merge.
The combined bank is to be called Regions Financial, so we'll lose the AmSouth name. It'll likely be a top 12 or even a top 10 bank when all is said and done. I mean, does that lessen the chance that Regions will be the target of a takeover down the road? Does it say to the financial community across the country, you know, hands off, we've got our own plans now, we're trying to get as big as you are?
Well, it says that there's only 9 other large banking holding companies in the United States that could possibly acquire them, but there's also banks outside the United States like ABN AMRO that might acquire them. So, yes, it reduces the chances that they'd be acquired.
Benton Gupp, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Bye.
All right, Benton Gupp, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, that was very good. And we will, of course, be in touch in case we do something a little more long form. I've got your number, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm leaving town tomorrow. I'll be back Sunday night.